This is Betting Pool, a Captain America Movieverse fanfic written by Litra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for bets and wagers, waking up in the future. I watched you while you were sleeping. Phil is a fan. This podfic was recorded as part of Voice Team 2020 for Week 1 Challenge, Simulpod. Summary. It took Steve less than 30 seconds to confront Agent 13 about being in the future. This completely upset the betting pool. Steve Rogers looked up when she came into the room. He was perched on the end of the bed, already about to stand. His eyes danced over the room, analyzing everything. She smiled. Time to put him off guard. Good morning. She glanced at her watch to confirm the time. The betting was getting pretty heated out there. No doubt, the doctors who'd bet he was going to stay a vegetable were already weeping over their losses. She'd won the coin toss to be the one to go in, which meant she was the timekeeper for the rest of them, surveillance cameras notwithstanding. 1:07 p.m. in 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. Or should I say afternoon? Where am I? An obvious but not intelligent first question. She clasped her hands in front of her, non-threatening. If she was going to make it past her own 10-minute mark, stalling was a good tactic. Then again, so was flirting. You're in a recovery room in New York City. His eyes dropped, though not to her chest, more's the pity. Then back up to her eyes before the radio caught his attention again for a brief moment. When he looked back at her, his eyes had gone hard. Where am I really? Less than 30 seconds, if her internal count was accurate. But he could just be confused. The doctors would want to be sure. But more than that, she couldn't give away the game that easily. She was a spy, after all. I'm afraid I don't understand. A little shake of the head, a hint of a smile, stay non-threatening. He wasn't buying it. The game is from May 1941. I know 'cause I was there. The bed creaked as he stood, moving into her space. Now I'm going to ask you again. Where am I? Her face fell. Damn! He tensed, feet planted. But her next words caught him off guard enough that he stayed where he was. Or maybe it was just the old school manners. Well, I lost that bet. She gave a half shrug, and it was apparently enough that he let her move to the door without further posturing. Coulson won the pool. Tell him to grab the shield and get up here after he finishes hyperventilating. She glanced back at Steve. He was watching her, of course, but it was back to being calculating rather than threatening. She left the door open and stepped to the side, clasping her hands in front of her again. The doctor said that there might be brain damage, and, well, anyone else would be dead a dozen times over. Around here, that means there's going to be a betting pool going. You haven't answered my question. I did, she says it slowly, drawing it out. I just left out the fact that it's 2011. You've been asleep, Captain, for nearly 70 years. The doctors thought, what with the potential brain damage, that it was best to ease you into things. Let me make it clear that you are not a prisoner and can leave at any time. The higher-ups would like to debrief you, though. He was watching her like he didn't believe her, like he didn't trust her. But at least he wasn't posturing anymore, so he didn't seem to think she was an active threat, either. He glanced to the radio, still playing the old baseball game, then to the cracked door, then back to her. He went for the door. The captain had only managed to take one step before Agent Coulson pulled the door open. He didn't look like the agent's agent that he normally did. Today, he was all bumbling sentences and hands that wouldn't stop smoothing down his tie and fiddling with the buttons of his suit jacket. He had the shield, though, and that was all the captain seemed to see. It clearly set his mind at ease, knowing they weren't going to take his means of defending himself. Coulson handed it over with reverence. "This is yours, of course. R&D wanted to get a good look at it. I mean, who wouldn't? You're you, and..." The captain took it and ran his hand along the rim. "Sorry it looks a bit worse for wear. The paint apparently didn't manage the ice too well, and the straps were next to useless after that long, but otherwise there doesn't seem to be any damage. All the absorbent properties seem to still be in effect." Coulson kept babbling. The captain only seemed to be paying attention in the loosest sense. He ran his fingers over the circled grooves, then flicked it with a fingernail to hear the metal ring. By that point, Coulson was visibly biting his lip to stop himself from talking. The captain was finally smiling, a bit cocky and a bit disbelieving, when he looked back up at her and Coulson. 2011, you said? She nodded, and Coulson blurted out a, "Yes, Captain."
"You can prove that?"
Agent 13 reached for her phone,
only belatedly realizing he wouldn't necessarily trust the unknown technology.
Coulson, on the other hand, gestured to the door.
"We're only 2 blocks from Times Square."
Steve Rogers squared his shoulders and nodded.
"Show me."
The end.